Russia's President Vladimir Putin has taken new measures in response to what Moscow calls U.S. pressure on Russian media. Now, Putin signed a new law that will now allow authorities to list foreign media outlets as, quote, foreign agents and disclose their funding sources. Law, which was earlier passed by Russia's both houses of parliament, came shortly after Washington registered a U.S.-based Russian news channel as a foreign agent. Russia Today America was forced to do so after U.S. intelligence agencies accused Moscow of interfering in last year's presidential election in favor of President Donald Trump. Moscow denies the allegation. Former U.S. diplomat in Saudi Arabia, Michael Springen, earlier joined us from Washington with his take on this.
Has not been able to come up with any concrete evidence of Russian meddling in the United States, and no meddling at all from any of the Russian news services. However, what the American government does seem to forget about is the meddling by the Israelis and their organizations, such as the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, AIPAC, which is a government agency, and it takes its orders from Israel, despite its claim to be a lobbying group in Washington. They have tried to get them to register under the Foreign Agents Representation Act, dating from the 1930s, and Emanuel Seller, a Jew against Nazi Germany, and its influence in the United States in that period.